Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into the world of cash application and accounting. Now, you might be thinking matching payments to invoices sounds simple enough.
Right.
But trust me, there's more to it than meets the eye.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Cash application is one of those things that seems pretty basic on the surface.
Yeah.
But gets surprisingly complex and surprisingly important once you start to, you know, really dig deeper.
Okay, so let's unpack this. First things first, can we get a definition? What is cash application?
Yeah, so it's really all about connecting the dots between incoming payments from your customers and outstanding invoices. So it's making sure that the money coming in is properly recorded against, you know, the goods or services that were delivered.
So it's more than just bookkeeping.
Right.
It's like actually making those funds available for the company to actually use.
Exactly. It's a core part of the accounts receivable or AR process. And until that cash is applied, you can't actually use it for things like payroll or investments or even just paying your own bills.
Mm. Got it. So a delay in cash application could actually have like a ripple effect across a company's entire operations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Imagine a company is waiting on a big payment from a customer to cover the launch of a new product line.
Right.
If the cash application process is delayed, the whole launch could be pushed back.
Uh-huh.
And that ends up costing the company time and money and potentially its competitive edge.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it like that. So you mentioned there are three key elements involved, the invoice, the payment. And you said something called a remittance advice?
Yes, the remittance advice. That's a document that comes with a payment and tells you exactly what the payment is for.
Okay.
So it typically includes the invoice number, customer details, and any other information that's needed to help you apply that cash properly. Think of it like the instruction manual for cash application.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense in like the old days, you know, when everything was paper checks and physical invoices.
Right.
But in the digital age, I imagine things get a little more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they certainly do. With all these new ways to pay, like ACH payments, EFTs, wire transfers, and even things like virtual cards,
yeah,
the format and the delivery of that remittance advice can be all over the place.
Right.
Sometimes it arrives separately from the payment. Sometimes it's embedded in an email. Sometimes it's in some kind of file. And sometimes it's completely missing.
Wait, hold on. Missing remittance advice.
Hmm.
But companies have systems in place to avoid that, right?
Well, they try.
Yeah.
But it's a real challenge, especially for businesses that are dealing with high volumes of transactions every day. That's where the headaches really start.
Okay, so let's paint a picture for our listener of what this manual cash application process actually looks like. Imagine I'm a small business owner who's, you know, never had to deal with this level of accounting before. What am I in for?
Well, picture the stacks of paper invoices. You got a computer screen that's overflowing with spreadsheets and a whole team of people manually trying to match each payment to the correct invoice.
Wow.
They're, you know, squinting at all these numbers and cross-referencing information and just hoping they don't make any costly mistakes.
That sounds so tedious and error-prone.
It is. It really is. And all of that inefficiency translates into some real consequences for the business.
Okay.
Remember those delays we were talking about earlier? Manual processing means longer DSO, days sales outstanding, which basically tells you how long it takes to collect payment after a sale.
So a higher DSO means cash is tied up longer.
Yeah.
Preventing them from using those funds for other things.
That's exactly right. It's a real drag on cash flow.
Yeah.
And it makes it really tough to make smart decisions about, you know, where to invest or to even invest in growth at all. Plus, let's not forget about the human cost. Mm. Those people that are stuck manually processing all those payments,
right,
they are prime candidates for burnout and for making errors.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention the frustration on the customer side, right? I mean, I can only imagine if I got a collections call when I know I already paid, I'd be so mad.
Yeah, and it can really damage those customer relationships,
yeah,
especially if it happens repeatedly.
Right.
And then plus, there's the literal cost of all that manual labor. Even if you're using those lockbox services to help process checks, those can come with key-in fees of $1 to $3 per check.
Yeah.
It adds up.
Yeah. So manual cash application sounds like a lose-lose situation.
It is.
Slow, error-prone, costly, and potentially damaging to customer relationships.
Ouch. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to understand the objectives of an efficient cash application process,
okay,
which are speed, accuracy, and standardization.
Okay, those sound like pretty straightforward goals, but why are they so critical?
Well, let's start with speed. The faster you can apply that cash, the faster you can access it and use it in the business.
Yeah.
It's all about reducing that DSO and just improving your overall financial agility.
So it's like getting your money's worth out of your money.
Exactly. Now, accuracy is all about minimizing those costly errors. Inaccurate cash application can lead to mismatched payments, incorrect account balances, and a whole host of other problems.
Oh, yeah.
That can make your financial reporting a nightmare.
It sounds like a small error in cash application could really snowball into a much larger problem down the line.
It absolutely can. And finally, we have standardization.
Right.
This is particularly important for larger businesses that operate in, you know, lots of different regions or countries.
Why is that? What kind of differences are we talking about?
Well, different regions might have different payment methods, currencies, you know, even invoice formats.
Right.
Standardization ensures that your process is consistent and efficient across the entire organization, regardless of, you know, where they are.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've established efficient cash application is all about speed, accuracy, and standardization. Can we talk more about the impact on customer relationships? It sounds like getting this right is good for the bottom line, but it's also good for customer satisfaction too.
Absolutely. Think about it from the customer's perspective. They make a payment and they expect it to be reflected accurately and promptly.
Right.
Any errors or delays just create confusion and frustration and can really damage that relationship.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what if I made a partial payment, you know, because of a discount or because there was some kind of dispute and the company's cash application team messed it up?
Yeah.
Leading to, you know, me getting a collections call.
Right.
I would feel like they weren't listening to me or valuing my business.
That's a great example. Clear communication and accurate record keeping are essential for maintaining positive customer relationships. A smooth and efficient cash application process can actually strengthen those relationships and build trust.
Yeah, it kind of shows that the company's competent and reliable.
Right.
But with all these challenges inherent to manual cash application, is there any hope for businesses to really get this right?
Well, that's where things get really exciting because the solution lies in automation.
No more drowning in paperwork. Tell me more. How is technology transforming this once tedious and error-prone process? So we talked about the nightmare of manual cash application. Slow, error-prone, costly.
Yeah.
But you're saying there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Automation. I'm all ears. How does that work?
Well, imagine you have this tireless digital assistant that can just process all those mountains of invoices and payments with incredible speed and accuracy.
Mm.
That's essentially what cash application automation does.
Okay.
It uses software and AI to streamline that whole process.
So AI is taking over the tedious tasks, but how does it handle all those different payment formats and, you know, the missing remittance advice sometimes?
Yeah, those are definitely challenges. But the software is designed to gather that remittance information from all kinds of sources.
Yep.
Emails, lockboxes, online payment portals. It can even extract data from those like irregularly formatted documents that we talked about.
I'm picturing like an AI detective, you know, meticulously piecing together clues to solve the cash application mystery.
That's a great way to think about it. The software uses all these algorithms to analyze past customer behavior and payment patterns and, you know, other data points to make smart decisions about how to apply each payment. And if there's like any ambiguity, it can flag those cases for a human to review.
So it's not about replacing humans completely.
Right.
It's about giving them a tool to make their jobs easier.
Exactly. It frees them up to focus on more strategic tasks like credit analysis or building those customer relationships. And speaking of specific solutions, companies like Amagia are really leading the way in this field. Their AI-powered platform is designed to seamlessly integrate with existing ERP systems.
Hold on. ERP systems. Remind me what those are again.
Good point. ERP stands for Enterprise Resource Planning. They're kind of like the central nervous system of a business.
Okay.
They manage all those core processes like accounting, inventory, supply chain operations. Most companies already use them. So it's really important to have a solution that works well with those existing systems.
So no need to rip and replace the whole system. That's a relief. But let's get back to the benefits of automation. We've touched on a few, but can you really drive home why this is such a game changer for businesses?
Absolutely. First and foremost, automation dramatically reduces the time and effort. No more manual data entry or reconciliation.
Right.
So your staff can focus on, you know, more important things.
That sounds like a win for employee morale and productivity.
It is. And then there's the accuracy factor.
Yeah.
By minimizing that human error, it just improves the accuracy of everything. Fewer disputes, fewer write-offs, more reliable financial reports.
So it's not just about working faster, it's about working smarter.
Exactly. And of course, let's not forget about cash flow. Streamlining this process lets businesses get access to their funds quicker.
Right.
That means they can pay bills faster, take advantage of early payment discounts, and seize those like time-sensitive growth opportunities.
Like this chain reaction of positive outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Faster cash application leads to a healthier financial position, which then opens more doors for the business.
Exactly. It's a virtuous cycle. And finally, we can't overlook the benefits for those customer relationships.
Right, yeah.
Automated cash application means fewer errors, faster processing times, more transparent communication.
Yeah.
And that all leads to a smoother, more positive experience for your customers.
So it's a win-win for both the business and the customer.
Exactly. And the results really speak for themselves. Amagia, for example, has reported that its platform can achieve auto match rates of 90% or higher.
Wow, 90%. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But what about the other 10%? Are there limitations to what automation can handle right now?
That's a great question. While AI has come a long way, there will always be some exceptions that need a human. Those complex cases with disputes, partial payments with unclear remittance information, or things like unique customer agreements, those might still need a human touch.
So it's not perfect.
Right.
But it's a huge step forward.
Yeah.
Those manual cash application horror stories might be a thing of the past.
The future is definitely looking bright. As AI gets better, we can expect even greater efficiency and accuracy.
This has been fascinating. I really knew so little about this process before. It's amazing how something that seems so mundane can have such a big impact on a business's success.
Yeah, it really is one of those unsung heroes of the business world. Quietly keeping everything running smoothly.
And with automation, it's only going to get more efficient. But now that we've explored all the ins and outs of cash application, let's bring it back to our listener. So we've gone from, you know, the basics of matching payments and invoices to all the complexities of remittance advice and the challenges of doing all this manually. And we've learned how automation is really, you know, changing the game. But what does this all mean for our listener?
That's the question, isn't it? Now that you have a better understanding of how it all works and its impact on, you know, everything from cash flow to your relationships with the customers, what steps can you take to optimize your own processes?
It's like a call to action. Don't just, you know, file this information away. Go out and make some positive changes.
Exactly. Knowledge is only powerful if you use it. So if you're still struggling with manual cash application, or even if you're just looking for ways to improve what you're already doing, you know, explore the options that are out there. There are solutions for businesses of all sizes.
And as we've talked about, the benefits are huge. More efficiency, fewer errors, happier employees, stronger customer relationships. It's a win-win all around.
It really is. And, you know, this is just one piece of the larger puzzle when it comes to running a business, but it's a really important piece. By optimizing your cash application process, you're setting yourself up for a healthier, more agile, and more successful business.
That's so true. Well, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive for me. I started this whole thing thinking this was all about basic bookkeeping, but now I see how it's truly the lifeblood of a business.
It's been great sharing this with you. And remember, the world of finance is just full of all these fascinating processes and insights, you know, just waiting to be explored.
A huge thank you to our expert for, you know, walking us through all of this. And to you, our listeners, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll see you next time as we explore another corner of the world of knowledge.